I'm Lindsay Hughes, the presenting author for Scientific Best Practices in Electronic Clinical Outcome Assessments, a literature review from past to present. We conducted this literature review from research that was done from 1998 until 2025, trying to evaluate the state of science in ECOA and how that's being discussed in the literature. As we know, clinical outcome assessments capture how patients feel and function and provide key insights into treatment impact on symptoms and quality of life. Electronic COA or ECOA solutions offer operational advantages over paper-based methods, such as higher compliance, real-time data capture, and improved data integrity. When ECOA was early in its development, in order to make these improvements, it was necessarily grounded in behavioral science, usability testing. There was consistent and continuous reevaluation of the scientific approach being provided. New solutions, such as compliance triggers or compliance monitoring, were continuously reevaluated using scientific methodologies in these early days. One of our observations over the years has been that we thought there may have been a trend away from scientific evaluation of ECOA in favor of a different kind of literature that had a bit more focus on best practices and on stakeholder opinions. So we did an exploratory literature review in February and March of 2025. We used PubMed, Google Scholar, and libraries from pre-competitive consortia, and we searched for ECOA, electronic patient reported outcomes, electronic diaries, patient engagement, compliance, site training, data quality. So these were all terms that we knew would bring forward the research from over the years. We broke our definitions into four categories. Those were empirical studies, which are papers that are presenting original research through hypothesis testing, best practice recommendations, and these are documents that provide standardized guidance for implementation, migration, and validation. Many of these may reference empirical studies. Consensus papers. So these are formal recommendations from regulatory bodies or task forces such as CPATH or CDISC. Again, these may reference empirical studies but are not providing any empirical findings of their own. And then finally, theoretical or conceptual papers, which again may reference empirical studies but are exploring frameworks, models, or theoretical considerations. Of the studies that we reviewed, we found that 34 of them were empirical, 41 were non-empirical, and if you look at the publications from 1998 to 2005, you will see that in the very beginning, almost all of the literature that was generated was empirical. As we move to 2025, we can see that there have been a number of spikes and much more literature than we necessarily anticipated, especially in the years during the COVID pandemic and following that, which mark a big increase in conversations around ECOA and decentralized trials. But one of the things that you will also note as we move through time is that the proportion of empirical research is much, much lower compared to the consensus documents and best practices recommendations. So this review highlights that there's been a notable shift in the ECOA research. Early empirical studies focused on foundational design. More recent work has shifted toward exploring stakeholder perspectives. And one of the things that we have in the future paper, which we presented at ISFOR in November, is we broke down the nature of the empirical studies a bit further. And as we're looking at the empirical studies in recent years, many more of those are generated by focus groups and interviews and surveys with stakeholders rather than testing a variable against a control. So despite the overall increase in publication volume, hypothesis-driven empirical studies have not kept pace with the growth of non-empirical publications and retrospective evaluations. And so consensus, theoretical, and best practice papers now far outnumber empirical investigations. This imbalance raises concerns about the scientific basis and rigor of current ECOA implementation practices, as the way that we use technology has changed drastically over the last 25 years, but this is not being tested as rigorously as it would have been in the early days. So we are relying on decisions that were made in a very different technical context to ground our literature now. We suggest that we, as an industry, focus on strengthening the empirical foundation of best practices by renewing the focus on prioritizing hypothesis-driven research to support evidence-based implementation.